Sorry, it's an abbreviated shiur again today. But I'd like to, before we start the Mishnah, just get a clarkite in the topic that we started to discuss yesterday. And as I'll try to explain to you, it's probably the yisoid of the perek, and it's going to keep on coming up. The side I mentioned yesterday was that there are two ways to understand the chazaka. There are two types of chazaka. There are times that chazaka is a proof, what we call a birur, and there are times that chazaka is what we'll call a status quo. Chazaka is a rule that you leave things the way they are. Those are the two expressions of chazaka in Shas. Yesterday we discussed Cheskes Metaltelim. Every yeshiva bacha knows that there's a rule, Hamaitzi Mechaveirei Olav Arai. What does that mean? That means that when two people have a din Torah, let's say two people have a din Torah, no one can prove anything. He says, you sold it to me, and he says, I didn't sell it to you. So it's a fight between a Marikama and a Mozik. Marikama is the original owner. He says, I didn't sell it to you, it's mine. And the other person is Mosik, he's holding it in his hands. So we know that Hamaitzi Mechaveirei Olav Arayah, the one who's holding it, wins. The question we asked yesterday is why? Why does the one who's holding it win? Is it because his holding it is a bearer? It tells us it's his. Or is it because, status quo, you leave things the way they are? What I told you yesterday is that the shita of the Shef Shmaitze and Rabbi Chanan and Chelek Beis and Tess, Rav Moshe, a number of tshuvas, among others, we'll see today it's Rabbi Yaina's shita, is that holding something is a birur. By metaltalim, if you hold something, we consider it to be a proof. Why? Because azuke inshi beganvi loy masakinan. We assume a person is not a ganiv, and when we say not a ganiv, it means he's not someone who grabs things from other people. And therefore, if he's holding metaltalim, we consider that to be proof that it's his. What we call a bearer, it's an assumption that it belongs to him. That is the cloud we're going with. Cheskes Metaltelim. I told you yesterday, there are those who disagree with this. And as the year goes on, we're going to see there are shitas that disagree. Rav Naftali clearly disagrees with what we're saying. Rav Naftali holds that Cheskes Metaltelim is a status quo. But I think what we're going to see is that most Rishayim and most Paiskim hold, not that way, hold that Cheskes Metaltelim is a birur, it's something that's for sure. If I'm holding something and you say it's yours, even if you could prove it was yours yesterday, you're a marikama, I win because I'm holding it. You can call it Hamaitzi Mechaveirei Olav Arayah, you could call it Achzuki Inshi Begami Lo Mezakinon, you could call it Chazaka Kol Mashatach Ziyar Adam Shalayhu. There are a lot of expressions for the same idea. The aside is, if I'm holding something, it's mine unless you could prove differently. That's the aside by Metaltelim. So the question that is the question here of the Perek is, why isn't the same thing true by Karka? By Karka, if I'm sitting in a field and you're coming and you're saying that it's your field, you're the Marikama, you owned it yesterday, and I say, you sold it to me. Exactly the same disagreement that we had over Metaltelim. Why? By Metaltelim we say, if I'm holding it, and it was yours yesterday, and I say you sold it to me, I win. And why by Karka, if it's exactly the same setup, it was yours yesterday, and I'm there today, and I say I bought it from you, by Karka, I lose. My Shna, why? By Metaltelim, you win. By Karka, you lose. What is the aside of Cheskes Habatim Shalosh Shanim? That I have to be there 3 years? Why do I have to be there 3 years? If I'm there for a day, so it should be the same as metatlin. Achzuki inchi began v'loy masakinon. So that should be good enough. This is the kasha, which is the kasha of the perek. Anybody who's learning cheskes habatim has to be able to answer. Why, if I'm holding metatlin, even for one day, it's considered mine? And why, if I'm holding karka, it's not considered mine? This is the question. So there are two mahalchim in how to answer this question. Towards the end of Shir, I started to explain to you what I think is the mahalach of most, which is Rabbeinu Yonah's mahalach, looks like the Rashba's mahalach, the Ktzais. Moshe explains it very clearly in his tshuva. And the mahalach is what we're used to hearing in yeshiva. You all heard that metatlin you can hold. You can't hold karka. Not possible to hold karka. You can stand in someone's karka. You can't hold it. So that needs an explanation. What is it? Who cares if you can't hold karka? How do you explain that? I think we're so used to it from all the years in yeshiva. You can't steal karka. Karka ain't an exalus. You can't take it. Fine. But so what? So the explanation that Rav Moshe gives, and this it's in the Igros Moshe, Chesh Mishpat Aleph, Simin Yud Zayin. Rav Moshe gives an explanation, which I think is the basic explanation that all the others mean. We'll see soon the Ktzais means it also. Rav Moshe says, why does it mean achzuki inchi began v'loy mazakinon? It means that when you own something, you watch it. If you own a piece of clothing, you watch your clothing. If you own a machine, if you own a tape recorder, you watch your tape recorder. The tatlam is something that's shomor. For someone else to take it away from you, that's called ganvi. That's a maisa ganeva. To do a maisa geneva, people are not choshed. People are not choshed to break into someone's house and take his thing or to pickpocket him. Achzuki inchi began v'loy mazakinon is to do a maisa geneva of a dover shomer, of something that's guarded. Let's say I have metaltim that are not guarded. What's an example of metaltim that are not guarded? Goydris. So Rav Moshe says, you're right. This taka no cheskes metaltelim on goydris. Something that's not guarded, like goydris, but devar masuyin lahashul lahaskir. So in the chinami, those items, 100%, there's no chazaka on those type of things. And in the chinami, if we're going to have an argument over a pen, and you could prove you owned it yesterday, and I am just holding it today, and I have no proof, I'll lose it. Because chazaka of achzuki inchi began v'loy masakinan is only on a dava shamor, only on something that's shamor, that I have under my hands, and we could tie now achzuki inchi began v'loy masakinan, because people don't do a maisa geneva to grab things away from other people. This is the explanation. I hope in a few minutes to show you how it seems that this is the sheet of the other mefarshim that I mentioned. What's by karka? So Rav Moshe's masbir that by karka, it's not a maisa geneva for me to walk into your house or your field. People always walk into other people's houses. Guests come, or workers come. So I walked over to your field, and I walked into your field. It's not a maisa geneva. It's not the same as grabbing something from your property and taking it to my house. A field doesn't require a maisa geneva. It just requires me to stand in your field. That, there's no chazak achzuki inchi began v'loy mazakina. If I'm in your field, there's no birur that it's mine. If I'm in a field, stamazai, if I'm in a field, the chazaka I have of being there less than 3 years is not a bearer of anything. Now, let's say I'm in a field for 1 year and I say it's mine and no one argues with me. So we assume it's mine. That's like a status quo. That's a chazaka, like a status quo. We assume it's mine. If a Mori Kama comes and shows it was his, he wins. Because a Mori Kama is going to win unless the Musik has some sort of a bearer that it's his. If someone can show he was a Mori Kama, Mori Kama means someone who definitely owned it yesterday or a year ago, the Mori Kama will win, except when the Musik could say, Azuki and Shibigami Lai Mezakinan, I'm proving it's mine. So basically, karka is the same as gaidris, the same as devar masun lahashul lahaskir. There is no bearer when you're holding it. And since there's no bearer, that's why by karka, you need, without 3 years, you don't win. Why do you win with 3 years? So that we're going to see in the Gemara, that after 3 years, either it's a lima from Shara Mu'id, or there's a taina, why don't you make a macha? We'll get to that in the Gemara, why 3 years does work. We're not talking now about why 3 years does work. We're talking about why less than 3 years does not work. So this is the aside that I want to drive home from yesterday, from today. This is the aside that we start the parak with. And we're going to talk about it plenty, so make sure you have it clear. What?
I'm not going into the car just to walk through. I'm doing my kinyon. I'm plowing the field. I'm putting up a gate. I'm doing things that a normal person wouldn't do in the field. It should really be the same thing as holding a pen. Holding a pen, holding your jacket is no different than building a fence in the field.
The question is a good question. What you're going to want to do is say, if he builds a fence, so then it is his. And if he's just standing there, it's not his. That's what you're saying.
Yeah,
you have to draw a line.
You're making a kinyan here. Walking in a field is not a kinyan.
Okay. So you're asking that what? Well, you can't make a kinyan if there's no makna. You don't mean kinyan. You
mean a
azuki?
I'm doing a chazaka.
What are you doing?
It's not hard. He's sitting in the field. He's doing things in the field.
It's not hard to go into someone's field and plow it. It's not hard to go into someone's house and go to sleep there. Grabbing something away from a person is a different level of a maisa geneva.
I make a
kinyan
chazaka on the field.
Don't use the word kinyan. You can't be kind to something if I'm not makna to you.
Yeah, but
so don't say kinyan.
I'm claiming that you were makna to me.
So you mean that you do something that's a chutzpah to do. That's what you say. But sometimes in a field, you could also do something. You hang up a sign that it's your field. You hang up a sign, it's a house. You put your name on the mailbox. Right? So that's a chutzpah. So that should be a raya, it's yours. The question is a good question, and I don't say it's easy to get around it. But the klal, I want to demonstrate to you that the klal is right, and then we have to try to answer all these questions, which we're going to get through in the flow of the parak. Again, this is the way that I'm telling you, is the way I understand is the mahalach of most of the mafarshim. We'll get to a second mahalach before the day is up. Let me just give you examples of where this comes up. The examples make it clear, make it very clear to you. First, I'll give you an example, the shaila that Ramesha was dealing with. Okay, Ramesha had the following shaila. Somebody bought bonds. He went and he bought whatever, saving bonds or some other type of bonds. And he put in, when you buy a bond, they ask you for a beneficiary. So he put one son as a beneficiary on the bond. Then the father died. So now, there was a din Torah over this bond. The son who was listed as a beneficiary, the bank doesn't ask any questions. Whoever you list as a beneficiary, they mail him the check. The son who was listed as a beneficiary, he says, look, I don't know what my father's intention was. He didn't even know about it. But he says, maybe it's mine. Maybe my father meant to give it to me. I don't have to split it with my brothers. The other brother's taina. No. You go to a bank, you have to list someone. So what was he supposed to do? List all the whole family? So he listed one name. But really, it's part of the Yerusha. So they got into this argument. The brother who has it, he's not taining Bari. He doesn't know, but he's saying, maybe it's mine. The other brothers are saying, no, who says it's yours? So Ramesh in the Tshuva writes that the first thing we have to decide is whether this one son is a muzik. Is he a muzik? Can we say a maitzim chaveru alav harayim? The other brothers have to prove it to take the bond away from him. Lamaisa, the bank put it in his account. It's in his name. Should we say he's a muzik? And since he's a muzik, the other brothers have to prove the father's intentions. If they can't prove it, they're stuck. Or should we say he's not a muzik? And this belongs to the father, and everybody has to prove it together. Now, if you ask the shaila to someone who's not holding the sugya, stamazon, you go over to someone, I think most people would answer you that he's a muzik, it's in his bank account. I think most people would assume that the brother who has it is a muzik. Now, most people, even most talmidei chachamim, would assume he's a muzik, it's in his bank account. You want to take it out of his bank account, you have to prove it. So what does Ramosha say? Ramosha says, no, he's not a muzik. A muzik means that there's a taina arzuki inchi began v'loy masakinon. That if he has it, it's a raya, it's his. Otherwise he wouldn't grab it away from anyone. In this case, he didn't grab it from anyone. He didn't grab it. Memela, from the bank, it fell into his account. Ramosha holds that this son is not a muzik. Because to be a muzik in anything, you have to have a bearer, a proof. And the proof is that you could say, look, I'm holding this. And when mazik, people don't grab things that are shomer by someone else. And since I'm holding it, it's a raya that it's mine. So Ramosha, this son has no raya, it's his. Because we know how it fell into his property. The father wrote him as a beneficiary. It fell into his property. So now we're not sure. Did the father mean to give it to him? Did the father not? But to say he's a muzik, he's not a muzik. Because to be a muzik, so Rav Moshe, you need to do a maisa, which is a maisa of tfisa, which is a maisa of grabbing. If you don't do a maisa of grabbing, then there's no chazaka, there's no mitzvah chavel v'raya, there's no chazaka kamash tachzi adam shalayu. All the things that we're used to from yeshiva all the years, that possession is everything. Zokr, it's not true unless you have this chazaka of achzuki inchi began v'loy masakino. Now this rule that Ramosh is saying, which is a tremendous chiddush, as we'll see, what? It's how is karka? Karka is kind of for me. Metalkin. How did the metalkin get into my karka? How did your if you own something yesterday, you owned a coat yesterday. And today it's in my karka. So remember, kinyanim is not the issue. I'm claiming that you sold it to me. I was kind of. You claim you didn't sell it. The issue is not kinyan. The issue is proof that it's mine. I'm saying one thing, you're saying something else. Who's right? Depends on muzik. You're all accustomed to the idea that Tosis holds all over Shas that migu lahaitzi lo yamrina. Migu lahaitzi lo yamrina. If you're holding something and I claim it's mine and I have a migu, migu doesn't work. Migu is a certain level of proof. Migu lahaitzi lo yamrina. You don't say a migu to be maitzi from someone. Zot the shef shmaitza in Dalit Chof Dalit, and the ktsais in Simin Pei Beis of Kotn Yud Gimel says the same thing. Why don't I say migu lahaitzi? You know why? Because you're holding it is a certain amount of proof. It's a birur. My migu is a certain amount of proof. What's stronger? My migu or you're holding it? So migu lahaitzi lo yamrina means you're holding it is stronger than my migu. So migu lahaitzi lo yamrina. You're holding it, we don't say lahaitzi. What would be by karka? What's by karka? If you are a Mori Kama on Karka, you owned the Karka yesterday. As far as we know, you still own it. And I come with a Migu to be Maitzit from you. The Rush, which I guess we'll speak out next time, the Rush on this Mishnah says that by Karka, a Migu works to be Maitzit from a Mori Kama. The Rush says it on the Mishnah, Taisis says it on Daf Lamed. Taisis says that Amigo works to be Maitzi Karka. On Daf Lamed Beis, Taisis says it. That how could Amigo work to be Maitzi Karka? Amigo Lahaitzi Lai Amigo. Zotik Taisis. Exactly what I was saying. That Migu, when it's up against a muzik of metaltalim, which is a birur, which is a proof. So Migu's not strong enough to be mighty from something that's a birur, that's a proof. But by karka, we're holding something is not a proof. There's no proof because you're holding karka. There, Amigo is strong enough to be Maitzi. So you see, this is the side we're talking about. The side is, by metaltalim, possession is a birur, it's a proof. Amigo can't take away from it. By karka, possession without 3 years is not a proof of anything. And memela, you could take away with Amigo. Even when you're a marikama, even when you could prove that you owned it, you bought it a year ago and you owned it. But if I say I bought it from you, I could take it away from you with Amigo. And not only that, the Shef Shmaitzer says, what about a Svek Seiker? It can't be Maitzi Mamu with a Svek Seiker. If I have a Raya that works through a Svek Seiker, I can't be Maitzi Mamu from you. But Zach the Shef Shmaitzer, with a Svek Seiker, I could be Maitzi Metafalim. I could be Maitzi Karka. Same cheshbon. Metaltalim is a birur. It's a strong raya. It's stronger than svek sveikah. Karka? Holding karka? That's not it. Karka is like goydris. Karka is like dvar masun lahashalahaskir. It's not a strong raya. And memela, svek sveikah could win. The third thing the Shef Shmaitzer says. He says, Migo, he says svek sveikah. One more. There's a klal in Shas, Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adif. Raiv and chazaka, Raiv is stronger than chazaka. Zakte Shef Shmaitzer. That's what he says, that Raiv is stronger than which chazaka? Huh? You understand? Raiv is better than which chazaka? A chazaka, that's a status quo, like karka. Chazaka, that's not a birur. Raiv is stronger than Chazaka. Ruba the Chazaka, Raiv will help to get Karka away from someone. But Raiv against the Chazaka of Metaltala, which is a proof, which is a birur, Azuki Inchi Begambi Laim Azakinan, Zak the Shef Shmaitzer, Raiv can't be Maitzi Metaltala from anybody. Ein Hochim B'mom Nachar Raiv. You know, it's a we pass. It's machlekes in the Gemara. If halchem mamen acharav, we pass can ain halchem b'mamen acharav. Why ain halchem b'mamen acharav? Ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. Rav should win against the mozik. Good kasha. Ain halchem b'mamen acharav. Ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. Zot deshev shmeitzer. You say it. There are two types of chazaka. There's a status quo type of chazaka, that you leave things the way they are. That raiv is stronger than ruba chazaka, ruba adif. Chazaka of metaltalim, which is a proof, a birur, chazaka of metaltalim, that's going to be stronger than raiv. Raiv can't take away from a birur. Birur means proof. Raiv can't take away from a birur. Can't be maitzimam. That's ein halchem b'mamen achar raiv, by metaltalim. So you have a list of nafkaminis between the chazaka of karka and the fact that someone is stating a metaltilim, it's all gebait on this yesaid, which, as I said, is the yesaid that we're going to try to learn the whole parak with. We're mindful of the fact that there'll be those who disagree. But, you know, you have to start somewhere. You have to start with a shita to learn up. Now, if anybody here is more comfortable learning the whole parak with the opposite shita, with Rav Naftali, not the way I'm learning, I have no objections, and we'll fight about it all throughout whenever it comes up in the parak. Adarav, it's nicer that way. Have two mahalchim. And I want you to understand this mahalach, which is the Ktzais, the Shev Shmaitza, the same person, and Rabbi Chanan in Chelik Beis, and the test, and Rabbi Isha clearly hold this way. And we'll see now that Rabbi Yaina holds this way. And this is a mahalach, what I think is the Ikra mahalach, and understanding this rule in Dinei Mamonis. Okay, there'll be many nafkaminas as the year goes on. Rabbeinu Yaina on Chav Ches Amid Beis, Rabbeinu Yaina on Bava Basra is a sefer called Aliyas the Rabbeinu Yaina. It's in the shelf with the Rishayna. There, Rabbeinu Yaina has an interesting shaila. How it plugs into the Gemara Chav Ches Amid Beis, we'll see when we get there. But he has the following shaila. I'm holding metaltilim. I'm holding something. And you claim it's yours. And you say that it's yours. Maybe even prove that you're a Marikama. You owned it yesterday. I say, I don't want to answer you. I don't want to answer. I don't say any taina. I say, I don't want to talk to you. I'm not interested in talking to you. It's mine. Finished. Okay? I tell him, La Baal Devarim Vidiyat, I don't want to argue with you. What's the halacha? What's the din? Now, I still have to find this in Shulchan Aruch. It's got to be somewhere in Shulchan Aruch. But we'll learn Rabbeinu Yaina now. Zok Rabbeinu Yaina, guess what? As it fits with our whole discussion, what would Rabbeinu Yaina say? What would Rabbeinu Yaina say? I'm holding something. You claim it's yours. And I say, I don't want to talk to you. You know, we're saying now, the Cheskes Metaltolim is proof. Rabbeinu Yaina says, by Metaltolim, I could keep it. The Bezdin has to try to get me to answer. I should go to the Torah, I should answer his Taina. But if I'm just quiet, I say, I don't want to talk to you, I win. Yeah? If you are in this such a dentire and the other person said, I don't want to answer, you get furious. You'd say, it's a raya that he's a liar. Why doesn't he want to answer me? It's possible he doesn't want to answer because he got it in some far-fetched way that he thinks people are not going to believe him. So he just says, I don't want to answer you. Zok Rabbeinu Yaina, by metaltolim, you'll win. By karka, if I'm in the field, even for 3 years, I'm in the field could be for 3 years already, and the Marikama says it's my field, and I say, I don't want to talk to you, so if you're Yaina, even if I'm there 3 years, I'll lose. That's the Gemara. That kol chazaka she'ein ima taina, lav chazaka hi. Any chazaka where there's no taina, even 3 years, I lose by karka. See, here what Rabbeinu Yaina is saying, the Cheskes Metaltolim is stronger even than Karka with 3 years. Even that it's stronger. Klar, Rabbeinu Yaina holds, the way we're saying, the Cheskes Metaltolim is a proof, it's a birur. Not like Naftali wants to say that it's not a proof. He's saying, Klar, it's a proof, it's a birur. And that's why, without a taina by metaltolim I win, and without a taina by karka, even with 3 years I lose. This is the yesaid that you have to walk away from as a hakdama to what we learned. I know you already spent 3 days learning the Mishnah and the Gemara and the Taisis, and we didn't even start. But you can't go to the perek without this yesaid. And Chas HaShalom, that you should end the parak without understanding this klar You have to have clear the difference between cheskes metaltel and cheskes karka. And it's going to get confusing because they'll be cautious. But like I said, you have to start with some yesod. If over the year you have too many kashas and you want to change, we'll argue about it. But you have to start with the yesod, and this is the yesod we're starting with. Cheskes metaltelim is a birur, it's a proof. It wins against roiv and sveksveika and migu and eloi taina. Cheskes metaltelim is stronger than all of those. Masha'enken cheskes karkois, which is a different level. Cheskes is weaker, and cheskes karkois, it does not win against migu, does not win against sveksveika, does not win against roiv. And it's a different level of chazaka, of a bigger musik in karka. This is the yesod. Now, getting back to the kasha we're starting with, and there's a second way of answering, not of arguing with everything we said, but just to answer the question: what's the difference between metaltalim? That by metaltalim, if I'm holding it and I say it's mine, I win. And karka, where if I'm holding it and I say it's mine, and the marikama comes, I lose. So we answer till now, one mahalach, which is that metaltalim is a bearer, karka there's no bearer, it's just you're holding it, good, status quo. Someone else comes, then you lose. There's a second mahalach, which is the Rashbam on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Rashbam says what sounds like a not complicated teretz. If I was teaching ninth grade, everything I told you till now is too complicated. I would go with the Rashbam. I would tell them, you know what the difference is? Metaltalim, you sell without a shtar. So, if I'm holding an object, I say it's mine, then I win. I'm Maisim HaChaveri, all over Rai. Karka is always sold with a shtar. No one buys karka without a shtar. So, why, if I'm holding karka and you claim it's yours, why do I lose? Because there's a reyesa of achvi shtarcha. If you bought this karka, where's the shtar? Achvi shtarcha, show me a shtar. So, since there's a chsarin of achvi shtarcha, that's why by karka you lose. Rashbam seems to say the chazak of metaltalim, the chazak of karka, it's all really the same. The difference between karka and metaltalim is a side difference. The difference is that there's a reyesa. How could you say it's yours? If it's yours, achvi shtarcha, where's your shtar? This is the Rashbam's mahalach. Sounds like a very smooth mahalach. The problem is the other Rishonim don't seem to agree with it. We'll have to figure out why. No, it sounds like much more, much easier. Very simple. Difference in karka and metaltalim is one is sold with a shtar, one is not. So there's a reisa, achvi shtarcha. After 3 years, there's no more reisa of achvi shtarcha. The Gemara says that people don't save shtaras more than 3 years. So after 3 years, there's no sort of achvi shtarcha, so you win with karka. This is the Rashbam. The Rashbam is not a hard Rashbam. It's the second Rashbam on the Mishnah, on the Beis Amud Beis. This is the Derech of the Rashbam. Now, these are the two Mahalchim in the question that everyone starts this Perek with. Every Shia starts, you look in the Chiddush Reb Nachum, he starts with this question. And the Reb Nachum also goes the way we're going, about metaltalim, not the Rashbam, the first way, and Reb Shmuel, the Chiddush Reb Shmuel, I told you Simcha Chaf Beis, he also goes with our first Mahalach, and this is the way we're beginning. Let's at least start the Mishnah. Cheskes Habatim, Chazaka on buildings, on homes, Ba'boi Reshichin Umaris. Now, Ba'boi Reshichin Umaris are always mentioned together in Shas. The Gra in Taris says the reason Bai Reshich and Umaris are one always is because water has three primary uses. What do you use water for? For drinking, for laundering and for bathing. That's the main use for water. Water fights are a separate category. So he says that in Shas, it's always mentioned together, Bayrais are places water are stored for drinking, a round bar. Shichin are canals of water, where ladies, before washing machines, they used to line up and launder the clothing or wash the pots. And Ma'arais are caves, the places where the water is in a covered place where people can bathe. And it's near Stikaifim because it's covered. But Akapadim, that's Bayrish Shichin Ma'arais, the three. Hashayvchais are again karka. The shayvchais are pigeon coops which are attached to the ground. Merchitzais are buildings that are constructed as a merchitz. Ubeis habadin, ubeis hashalchin, wine press and olive presses. Vavod. Now, I didn't see a tzrichas for each of these yet. I'm sure we'll have a tzrichas for every one of these, why they have to be listed. And you all understand, it's lav davka. It means any karka. If you have a store, a supermarket, it's also included. Any karka is included in this Mishnah. And that's included in chol shu'ay sepeiris tadir, cheskas and shalishan miyamiyam. Now, the only unusual one of these is avadim. An eved is not karka. Eved is not attached to the ground. So why does an eved have dinei karka of sholei shanim? So the Rashba asked the kasha here in the Mishnah, why avadim are goydris, avadim are like animals, they walk on their own. So you understand that holding it is no raya. Goydris holding it is no raya. But why 3 years? So in Bava Kama, we have that avadim are hukshu lekarkois. That is a hekish. Legabe kinyanim, legabe what types of kinyan. Avadim and legabe shvua, inishban akarkois, inishban ala avadim. It's true avadim are hukish lekarka. But that is not enough of a teretz here, because here it's totally in svara. The question is, if I hold an eved, is it a raya, it's mine? I said, avadim agaydris, there's no raya. But why 3 years? What does 3 years have to do with avadim? Why, how does 3 years come into the cheshbin of avadim? Now, if you hold it, it's xeris hakasa, we learn it from Shara Mu'id, I can hear. It's xeris hakasa, it's avid, it's okash lakakas. But in the maskana, that it's a svara, why should eved, frekta rajma, why should eved be like harka? Now, the Rashba himself says a teretz, which needs a hesber. His teretz is that avadim oisin peiros tadir, the things that make peiros on a regular basis, because an eved works all the time, and anything that's oisin peiros tadir has a rule of 3 years. Anybody understand the svara to that? No. Anybody? Anything that's Isa Peres Tadir has a rule of 3 years. Behemoth, as long as I have a behemoth that gives milk, and there's no din of 3 years. Gosh, so we're going to have to see by behemoth, not only behemoth, what happens if I own a vending machine? It's also Isa Peres Tadir. It's going to have. This is the Rashba's Teretz. According to the Rashban, to push the teretz, the Rashbam said, what's the difference between karka metaltalim? What is it, karka metaltalim? Shtar. Right? According to the Rashbam, metaltalim don't have a shtar, karka does have a shtar. Avadim also have shtaris. People sell an eved, they sell it with a shtar. According to the Rashbam, it's very geshmak. In less than 3 years, you have an eved. Show me your star. If you can't show me your star, there's a reyesa. There's a proof you're wrong. After 3 years, people don't hold shtaris more than 3 years. So then, it's pashit that avodim are like karka. According to the Rashbam, it's very smooth. Now it's clear that the Rashba didn't hold like the Rashba, because he has the kasha. But according to the Rashbam, it's very geschmack, it's very glad.
They're not holding with
that show,
the whole story
about Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. They're according to the Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva would not hold of the reason. So I think that according to them, and the whole thing is a limud in the first place. So it is like Harka, so it doesn't bother us. But according to the Dina, the way we paskin, that it's out Shtar, so this will be a good reason. So the Rashbam by Avodim works out very smooth, but again, it seems to be Klarazaf that the Rashba did not hold. Now, just according to this Rashbam, what would be with cars today? A car is sold with a Shtar, no? A car is always sold with a Shtar. It would seem, according to the Rashbam, that a car would have the same din as Avodim and Karkois. If you lose the Shtar within 3 years, there's a taina of Afishtartha. According to the Marikam, we could get it back. Mashenken, that's going to the Rashbam. Mashenken, according to Rav Moshe, car may be Dvarim Asurin Lahashul Lahaskir, I'm not sure. But let's say car is regular metalkalin. A car, according to Rav Moshe's Mahalach, I hate to call it Rav Moshe, it's Rabbeinu Yaina, it's much earlier than him, Rabbeinu Yaina, the Rat, the Ktsais. According to them, a car is Afsukin Shibikam Vilayim Asakinan. A car, you're holding it, is good enough. It seemed to be a car is a major difference between the two mahalchim that we're dealing with. All right, so these are the two mahalchim, as I said, as a hagdama. It's Hashem. We'll continue to finish the mishnah.